Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The NFL released its top 100 players, Ephraim, according to the players, the player vote. Pat Mahomes, number one. I don't see the controversy. I do think he is the best player in the NFL. But NFL.com ripped the players for making him number one. And they say it should be Aaron Rodgers. Do you have an issue with Mahomes at number one, or you see it like I do?
No, I don't have an issue with it at all. I definitely see it like you and the actual players who vote on this. So to have a website come out and disagree with the actual players who've played against all of these players, I mean, that makes no sense. It's like clickbait, right? Like you,
right.
How are you going to argue? That's like boxers rating the best boxer, and you argue with them. It's like, wait, what? Basketball players rating the best basketball player. Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL and will be for the next 12 years, right? I mean, he is special in every way imaginable. If you put him on any team on the planet, they're an instant Super Bowl contender.
Right.
Period.
Well, speaking of that, and again, we don't have a ton of time to unpack it, Tom, let me just read through the top 10. Josh Allen, 10. T.J. Watt, 9. DeAndre Hopkins, 8. Tom Brady, 7. Davante Adams, 6. Travis Kelce, 5. Derrick Henry, 4. Aaron Rodgers, 3. Aaron Donald, 2. Pat Mahomes, 1. I don't know where you're going to go at this. But for me, and I wouldn't have said this 7 months ago, Ephraim. But because of... Well, let me just put it out there. I would put Tom Brady ahead of Aaron Rodgers. I would have Tom Brady 3, Aaron Rodgers 4. And I say it because Tom Brady is still, and I know he's thrown interceptions in playoff games and stuff like that, but he still, to me, delivers more in big games than Aaron Rodgers does. Aaron Rodgers is a different quarterback in those NFC championship games. Never throws picks in the regular season. In his 5 NFC title games, 4 straight losses, by the way, he's 9 touchdowns, 8 picks. That's a different player. And so do you think I'm off my rocker for saying I would go with Brady? Rodgers is going to be better in the regular season and all that. But if I just think Brady makes his teammates better. Where are you at on that?
I agree with you 100%. How can you argue that? This man went to a whole nother team after 20 years of being in one place. A 7-9
team.
Right? And took him to the Super Bowl. What? Excuse me?
Right.
Wait a minute. Right? I mean, he changed conferences. Everything about what he did last year puts him ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And people are hell-bent on having Aaron Rodgers be the greatest thrower of the football and had the highest passing rating and all of that. Bruh, show me something in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Bring the trophy home and then let's talk.
Thank you. And we got 30 seconds, so quickly. How big are intangibles for quarterbacks? Because to me, that's what Brady's got. That's what Montana had. You know, in addition to great physical skills, phenomenal physical
skills. I'll tell you how good intangibles are. The whole Tampa Bay team came back. Never happened before. Mm. Everybody came back. Those are intangibles of Tom Brady.
There it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
And we're going to stick with the NFL, Ephraim. Some interesting news. We know Carson Wentz. First of all, he gets hurt. Has to have surgery on his foot. No surprise there, unfortunately. But he's back, so that's good. But just as, you know, you want him to get these next 2 weeks to get prepared for his first game in Indianapolis with the Colts and, you know, back with Frank Reich and, you know, is this the resurrection of his career? And it still may be, but we just find out that he is one of three Colts players who has to be put on the reserve COVID-19 list because he was in contact with somebody that had COVID, that tested positive for it, which tells us that Carson has not been vaccinated. He's not alone as far as quarterbacks and not alone as far as big-name quarterbacks, Ephraim. Josh Allen, unvaccinated. Carson Wentz, unvaccinated. Cam Newton, unvaccinated. Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, unvaccinated. Here's what I want to ask you, Ephraim. And we know the thing to say is it's a personal reason. And I get it. I got family members who are not vaccinated, and, you know, they got their reasons. But this does impact, as you know, if this happens in the regular season and your star or franchise quarterback has to miss a game, or maybe your team has to forfeit a game and you forfeit paychecks, that's not just personal anymore. It's affecting dozens of people and their livelihoods. I mean, they'll still get money elsewhere, but, you know, it's affecting your livelihood for that week or two. And so you as a former player, what do you think? How would you feel? How do you think these guys feel with their quarterback not vaccinated?
It's just a bad optic in terms of leadership. So just think about this. I'm going to pick up an arbitrary number. Somebody in that locker room is making about $600,000 a week. Mm. Think about that number. All right. So every Monday, there's a check in your locker for $600,000. $600,000. And
that's somebody making about $10 million a year, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's guys all over the league.
$11 million, right?
Right? So think about not getting that check because of the actions of someone else. Mm. What do you think that would do to the locker room and your relationship that person? That is it broken down at the bare essence of how this could just destroy locker rooms. Mm. 600,000. Now think about the guys who don't make that much.
Right.
Who, you know, it's 100,000, it's 60,000. It's $75,000 a week. And a lot of people, oh, that's a lot of money. But now you don't have it because someone's actions Now, whatever reason guys are having for not getting vaccinated, they've been vaccinated before. As a former NFL player, I played 13 years. The amount of medication that I took in my 13-year career in the NFL, it pales in comparison to any vaccine or anything. And
you didn't know every little chemical
we didn't
that
was know in nothing.
There. Right. That's the thing, right?
If the trainer or the doctor gave it to you, you took it. You didn't say, hey, what's in this? I need to know the I need to know the studies behind what this will do to my body. Remember, Naprosyn is an anti-inflammatory. They took it off the market. They have the commercials about if you or somebody you know has had a whatever from Naprosyn, you may be entitled to. Yeah, so FDA unapproved it and took it off the list. After Naprosyn, they gave us Vioxx. Same thing happened with Vioxx. They took it off the list. The NFL gave us something else. They gave us Indocin, right? Like, it's been a history of things. Guys take Toradol shots before every game. I took a Toradol shot every game for over a decade. Find out after that anyone predisposed to hypertension, high blood pressure, i.e. African-American, then Toradol is a detriment to you. Right, could have long-lasting and severe effects to you. But we all lined up, and we all took the Toradol, and there are guys still taking the Toradol shot right now, but you won't get a vaccine that's been proven to save lives. Now, how personal is your decision? Some call it personal. Others call it selfish.
Nah, look, I hear you. You can call it a private decision, but it's not personal because it's affecting tons of people now. And so do you think this is a problem in some locker rooms? We haven't seen it publicly yet. It doesn't seem like guys are being, you know, critical of those that aren't taken. I don't know, but, you know, publicly it seems like it's all good. But do you think it's all good right now because it's just practice. But once they start playing games or missing games, and like you said, the paychecks, and to your point, see, here's the thing for the layman out there, and I'm a layman when it comes to professional sports. I didn't play, right? But you know this, Ephraim. You might say, oh, that even that low guy on the totem pole is getting, what, $60,000 a week or every week or two.
Oh, yeah, it's good money in the NFL now.
But that low guy on the totem pole is going to play, what, 4 years, 5 years?
If that.
He's got that, right. He's got that little short window to make his money. And so that matters, man. You miss one of those checks.
Boy, change your whole life. And we only get paid, it'll be 18 weeks. No, we only get paid for 18 weeks out of the year.
So you guys get paid all during the football season.
If you make $25 million, then you're going to make that in 18 weeks.
Wow. See, in the NBA, guys can get it however they want.
Yeah,
can't do that in the NFL.
You can defer. Like, some guys have been retired for 5 years still making $2, $3 million a year because they've deferred some of their salary. And it's all guaranteed. It's not like that in the NFL. So you ask the question, when will this become a problem? When those checks stop being put in them lockers or it didn't hit that direct deposit. That's when it's going to become a problem because if I'm vaccinated in that locker room and we have to forfeit a game and we can't think about the other team. Neither team gets paid. You know that, right?
Right.
About the other, even if it wasn't us, think about the other team.
Nah, that's right.
Right? Now that's a problem. There's a problem. And this misinformation about, oh, I don't know what's in it or I don't know this and I don't know that. Don't believe the hype. The NFL has the ability to put Fauci or any other person you want in the room with you on a Zoom. The NFL has the ability to get whatever information is out there for you to have. So for you not taking the steps to find out that information, that's on you. That's not a, oh, I don't know. That's a you problem.
Is there a role, or should the Players Association come out stronger, or anything that can be done? Like, it's basically what I'm asking you about these guys that haven't taken it.
Well, they need to, number one, organize a group that goes to each and every team and breaks down exactly what the vaccine is, where it derives from, what the effects, all of the information, right? In one setting, you can ask any question and every question you need to ask. And they need to do that for all of the teams. They need to make it mandatory. They have those things. They have life skill meetings and courses that are mandatory that players have to go to every year. All kinds of things. They need to do that so you can educate and answer every single question a player has about this, period.
Mm. Well, what would you, if you, and you mentioned it, look, so let's go back in time. Let's say you're, well, let's just put you in a time machine. Say you're playing now, you're an offensive lineman, and your quarterback's not vaccinated. Go ahead.
I'm stepping to him like, yo, what you doing? Just like I'll step to anybody right now, right? Like, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? And whatever answer he comes up with, I have a rebut for that, right? Oh, well, my cousin's auntie, you know, she took the vaccine and 2 days later she died. And I'm like, that's so arbitrary and so random,
right?
That you're just going to equate something happening to someone because of the vaccine. Or do you see the lady whose face froze up online? All of those things, right? All of these things have been debunked, and you just buy into it.
Right.
You buy into it. I said, look, you make too much money to be uneducated. You have too much responsibility to be uneducated. Don't politicize the vaccine. In 2020, the whole world would cut off their arm to get the vaccine. Now that it's here, don't nobody want to take it. All of a sudden, they got the mind control chips in there. They want to know. Bruh, please, you're not that important. You're important to us as a quarterback, but to the government can care less about you or your movements. Do you have Alexa at home? Yes. Oh, okay. Well, then they know what's going on then. All right. So
no, right. We take other shots, flu shots.
We take them all.
You know,
The medication they give us in the stadium, in the organization. Come on. Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Because our next guest, Ephraim, he's not one of my favorite guys to listen to when it comes to boxing and analysis. He is my favorite boxing analyst. I could listen to him talk about the sweet science all the time. He's the host of the Fight with Teddy Atlas podcast, Hall of Fame boxing trainer, of course. We welcome in Teddy Atlas to the Odd Couple. Teddy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's great to have you on. Now, look, we obviously wanted to talk to you about this Jake Paul, the Tyron Woodley fight last night. I'm not sure if you know, but within the last 20 minutes, Jake Paul tweeted out that he's retiring from boxing. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. But my quick takeaway from last night was that Jake Paul is better than we thought. I don't think he's a good professional boxer, but I think he's better than I thought. I think he's got a little heart. He outboxed Tyron Woodley. Woodley clearly is not a boxer either. And those are really my takeaways from last night. What was your takeaway from last night's fight?
Well, going into it, I had picked Paul to win. And the reason why I picked him to win was, you know, first of all, Woodley's 39 years old, and he's lost his last four fights, and he's not in a good mental place. Forget about the physical place that he may or may not be in, 39 years old. But he's not in a winning place, put it that way. And he fought that way. You know, I always talk about when I was calling all the fights at ESPN that you could talk about a guy's talent. You could talk about the same thing in football or basketball, whatever. You could talk about, or in the courtroom, the guy could be, top of his class from Harvard. But you still have to put it out there. You still have to be able to put it out in that arena. And when you can have all the talent in the world, and if you're not in the right mental state, it means nothing. It's like having a car. You could have a Ferrari, and it could have 2,000 horsepower. But the driver of the car, if he's not a confident driver, if he's been in some accidents, he's not going to drive that car up to what the mileage or the horsepower is underneath the hood. You're not going to really get a Ferrari. And I looked at that with Woodley in a way where his body's still good. The car's still good. Yeah, he's 39 years old, but he's been in accidents. He's lost four in a row, and he's not going to drive that car fast, you know, and he's going to be very cautious. And he was.
Right.
And that's what cost him the fight. He was very cautious. And it was like he was fighting more to protect his legacy than he was to win. And look, it's not a knock on Woodley. Woodley's the greatest UFC welterweight champion of all time. He's terrific. Okay, he's a warrior. He's a samurai. I have nothing but respect for all those guys and what they do and the courage they have and the toughness they have. But you, just like when I was calling the fights at ESPN, I don't go by the speed, the talent, everything. I go by the temperament of the guy. Again, the guy could be the biggest puncher in the world. He could be the fastest guy in the world. But if his temperament is to lay back, well, that's what you're going to get, because that's the driver of the car, so to speak. You know, the body is the soldier. The mind is the general. And I just, for me, it was an easy, not an easy pick, but a fairly easy pick, because I just saw in my mind that Woodley would be consistent with what his temperament had become. That guy who is not driving a car fast. That guy who's going to be safe. He's going to be careful. He's going to be cautious. And that's how he fought. Look, he put pressure on all night long. And as I used to always say when I was calling the fights, you know, pressure breaks pipes, pressure breaks people. But if you don't partner up the pressure with punches, well, you know what it's like? It's like raking up the leaves in your garden, and then you get them all into a pile, and you don't get rid of the leaves. The leaves, they wind up growing back on the lawn. And you didn't get rid of the leaves. Same thing. He pressed, but he didn't do the things to get rid of fall. He didn't throw the punches. And again, I think it was more a mental thing and more an emotional thing than was anything else. And it is what he is now. That's what Woodley is. That's why he's lost four fights in a row. So at the end of the day, I thought that Paul did a good job of what he needed to do. In boxing, it's about geography. Who controls the geography that best suits their physical assets? And he's taller, he's bigger, he's longer. So what did Paul do? He stayed on the outside. He used his legs. He kept a little gap. He kept the right distance. And he used his jab. And it was enough to get him a win. And I thought, as you said, to your point, you know, we're not going to mistake him for Jake LaMotta or you know, Marvin Hagler. But he's a guy that respected the sport. That's what I appreciate. He went there for the last couple of years when he decided to do this, and he made a commitment to learn the best he could learn. And he learned the basics. And last night you got a chance to see a little more of his repertoire, because he didn't have to do those things before. So you got a chance to see he's a work in progress, but you could see that he is learning things. Now, you also could see, for me, in my eyes, where when he tried to get aggressive, you could see he was getting to the place where it was getting away from him, where he could get sloppy. He could get a little careless. He could get exposed a little. And he was smart enough to pull it up, to kind of stay within, not to get outside of himself.
Teddy, just given what we've seen from both of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, and their ability to command a large audience, what does this say for the state of boxing?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, look, it says a couple things. It says that these greedy promoters out there that own their little piece of turf and won't let the best fights happen because they don't control both sides, they won't let their fighter go across the street, so to speak, and make the best fight that the audience wants, you know, that the fans, you know, the fans are they will go somewhere else to get alternate entertainment. Listen, this isn't traditional boxing. I think we all understand that. But it is entertainment. And, again, I think that when the fans can't get – they want Crawford and Spence. That's just one of many fights they want, one right. of many. And there's a lot of good fights out there that could be made. But there's different promoters. And so they will make the fight. They're going to protect that guy. They're going to control that guy. And they're going to keep him undefeated. They're going to put him on their network, which is their financial partner. And they're not going to care about the public. They figure the public's still going to be there when they put the big fights on. And so they're not going to give them the competitive fights, the kind of fights that they want to get. So the fans are going to go so that's what it says. The fans will go somewhere else. You don't give them what they want in the restaurant, they're going to go across the street to the other restaurant. That's one thing it says. But it also, I think it also says something else. I think that people's attention spans are getting less and less, and they want the quick fix. And they want to their imagination to be pleased, to think that, you know, just to be able to kind of to go out there with their imagination and think that they're going to get something that's different, something that's going to surprise them. I mean, look, at the end, Mike Tyson wasn't being watched because of the athlete he was. I mean, it was a morbid curiosity to see if he was going to bite someone's head off, you know, or do something, you know, do something crazy. And I think that the curiosity seekers out there, the fences are being pushed back, where they're looking more and more for different alternate ways to be entertained. And I also think that the people that came up with this idea were brilliant, because right. in its own way, the only way I can explain it, and it's a phenomena of these YouTubers being able to do what they're doing and they have to make this kind of money, is for me, I call it the Matrix Unplugged. Everyone knows the Matrix series, you know, how they made millions and millions of dollars and everybody saw the Matrix series. This is, somebody understood that you take all, if you got 20 million followers, you can do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
So they took all these YouTube followers and they took YouTube and they put it live, like the Matrix Unplugged. They took it and they put it live into a boxing ring, where now you got live video games in a boxing game ring, where you have the YouTubers are playing in real life now. That
right.
that they transported it into a prize ring, and where
Teddy,
all the fans are with them, and that's their guy, and they're playing a different version of YouTube now. They're watching their guy, the live YouTuber, and it's really, if you think about it, it's fascinating that they found a market, and they've been able, you know, to cash in on it, and I tell you, you got to give them credit. They're not doing anything criminal, and they took their following, and they said, we're going to take the YouTube, we're going to take all these people that are sitting home playing YouTube and everything, and now we're going to take it to live action.
Teddy Atlas, great. I want to ask you one thing. I got to ask you this. It's a historic question, and I've only got, like, you got 45 seconds to answer it.
Okay.
Sugar Ray Leonard was one of my favorite fighters growing up. I would
Mine
take
too.
Sugar Ray over Floyd. Who you
yes,
got in
too.
The Sugar Ray Leonard-Floyd Mayweather fight?
All right, I'm going to answer this and put it to a rest. I love Floyd. Look, Floyd's been real smart. But in some ways, the Paul brothers are like Floyd. Now, people are going to lose their minds. But what I mean is, they're smart. Floyd was very smart at picking his opponents, especially later in his life. Very smart. And look, he was a great defensive fighter. And he beat the best guys around at this time. And he beat Pacquiao when he was a little past himself. All that stuff. But having said that, if Floyd was around in the 80s, forget about Sugar Ray Leonard. He loses to Sugar Ray. He loses to Hearns. He loses to Durant. He might lose to Pennell Whitaker. I mean, that's four guys I just mentioned. Right there.
Right.
And forget about moving up and fighting Marvin Hagler. Just forget about that. So, look, I love Floyd. Don't get me wrong. But he wasn't around when the great Sugar Ray Leonard was around. And back in those days, there's four or five guys that would have had his name, and they would have been able to, I believe, have wins over him.
I agree. That's our man, Teddy Atlas. Teddy, man, great stuff as always. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate you guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.